The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for the last day of this very short week, it's the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thank you.
Tell me what's happening with Mercury and what's messing with the machines.
I'm going to explain. Embarrass me now because you wouldn't even look it up.
No, I've got to explain that we do have technical glitches most days to record the podcast, and there's two of us involved in the podcast, and it's not down to me. But today it's the fault of Mercury, apparently. What's happening with Mercury?
Okay, people can Google Mercury retrograde, and they say that when Mercury goes backwards in the sky, so it's not really going backwards, it's just relative. Machines and communications and stuff like that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or has problems. It causes problems. And it happens sort of three or four times a year for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it happens three or four times a week.
Okay, but that's because we use Skype.
Okay. You should be, as I say, a technical issues analysis. Okay. right, Nick, let's get on to the chart. So we've got four today because it's the last of the week, and we've had a couple of requests there. So first and foremost, in alphabetical order, Alba Mineral Resources, ALBA. What does it look like on the chart?
Alba Mineral Resources looks really good on the chart. Okay, take a look at the weekly chart. Yeah. The decline that we saw in January, we're trying to make a higher low here, which, you know, is the first start in a bullish reversal. And the lows that we've made, we haven't been able to trade below 0.25, and that is the low from 2009. So it's a really important level, you know, and we're trying to make a double bottom, which we could do at 0.14. And then if we draw a trend line from our 2014 high, we connect it to the 2015 high, all we've been doing literally since the start of the year is fighting over this trend line, trying to get above it. We're having another go today. We've retested that 0.25 support. The 200-day moving average is just above us at 0.29. So that's what we need to close above. And that's also exactly where the descending trend line is today. Okay. So 0.29 is our target to close above. If we can do that, and the January swing low is the, to properly reverse the trend, we have to close above that, and that's at 0.316. So very close by. And then if we do those, close above 0.29 and then 0.316, we do have the first signs of a bullish reversal, and I think we could see a properly powerful bullish breakout.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, it's Alba. That's next one is Ascent Resources, AST. I've got Colin from Ascent on the podcast later. They've just achieved first gas from their project there in Eastern Europe, so in Slovenia. What do you think of AST?
Yeah, again, if you zoom out on AST, we've made a really nice bottoming pattern. And the key support was those lows from 2015. There's a bit of a pivot level, you know, support becomes resistance, so, and resistance becomes support. So we had to get above 1.9, 1.8 actually. So we got above 1.8, came back, retested it, and found support. I do think, though, that we're going to try and make another support. You know how corrective legs are very often, you see two downswings. So they, in Elliott Wave, they say it's three waves. So that means that they see one down, one up, one down. So I do think that there's a risk that we might come back and properly tag the 200-day moving average. But we've got really good support, 1.7, 1.6. And I would be a buyer there. This one looks like long-term bottom is in place, and we're making a wedge, and we should go higher from here.
Marvellous. I don't know if you heard me coughing there. I don't have to mention it, of course.
Still
got the man flu. Next one, request is Fast Forward Innovations, FFWD. What's it looking like on the chat?
Fast Forward Innovations, you know, has made a really good recovery the last week or so. And it's got back above the 20-day, back above yesterday, you know, the last couple of days, back above the 50-day moving average, which the next, so the final, you know, frontier is back above the 200-day moving average, which we managed at the beginning of March, but we couldn't sustain it. This time, though, if we get above the 200-day, we get above the 0.236 Fibonacci as well, and I think that that would then, this time, we'll be able to sustain it. So for me, the key level to watch in this stock is 11.89. That's what I want to see a close above to say that we've bottomed and we're continuing higher. Because the big risk, if I zoom out, is that we've got one more push lower to come, and that's to 8. Between 8 and 7.75, I would be a buyer. This stock looks... you know, everything lines up there, and that's also the highs from when the stock was first issued. It's the 786 Fib retracement, you know, it all lines up there. So we may have, you know, we've seen quite an impulsive move. We may have bottomed already. If we have, we'll close above 11.9. If we haven't, then between 8 and 7.75 is the level to buy.
Okay, and the last one, a nice bit of news today. Gfinity, they've signed an exclusive partnership with Microsoft. The Forza, wow. Forza Racing Championship. They do these indoor e-games, an arena there in London where they get all these people from around the world, the best gamers in the world, compete against each other for big prize money, and they also broadcast it online. And they are the leaders pretty much in the world of this. And they're signing up some excellent little deals here, but this is with Microsoft. Doesn't come much bigger than Microsoft, does it? So Gfin, what do you reckon on the chart?
So, yeah, I like this chart. So if you look at what we've done since the summer of 2016...
Summer of 69!
That was the summer of love. Okay. The rally from the summer 2016 low, we have a sharp rally, and then we have a couple of weeks of sideways consolidation without retracing very much. And then we do the same again in November, sharp rally. And we don't retrace more than a third. We consolidate sideways. And then here we are seeing another sharp rally. We're nearly there. We're not quite. We've got targets. I've got resistance between 22.9 and 23.7. But I don't think that will be the final high. I think if you're not in this stock, what you want to see again is a week or two of sideways consolidation, holding the highs. So don't fall back below 19.8. And then you can buy it for one more push to 26 next.
Okay, marvellous, Nick. And if you send me those charts, I will put them on the company pages at Vox Markets. And also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thank you very much, Nick. Be careful of that Mercury going backwards mind.
Mercury retrograde.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.